Alien clone Underwater is exactly the kind of B-movie with an A-list actress audiences need in January. I'm Jason Konigsberg of PenAndSlam.com, and today I am reviewing Underwater. Underwater is a glorious, efficient, tightly directed lowbrow thriller, a monster movie that should be a B-movie but is elevated by its production value and the A-list star power and gritty performance from Kristen Stewart. I know it knows what it is, and as long as the viewer goes in with the right expectations, Underwater delivers the goods. This movie was filmed in 2017, and after the Disney-Fox merger, Underwater was lost in the shuffle and is now being unceremoniously dumped in the doldrums of an early January release. This is a blessing and a curse. A blessing because this movie is a terrific aquatic thriller and the release date fits perfectly with the material. A curse because Underwater is likely going to be dismissed as a throwaway movie when it is much better than the release date is letting on. Going back even further than 2017, all the way back to January of 1998, Deep Rising came out and died a quick death at the box office, only to have a second life on home video and cable as a cult classic. Both Underwater and Deep Rising are clones of the sci-fi thriller masterpiece Alien. They just move the action from outer space to underwater. Underwater is a fun and suspenseful 90-minute ride, and that is all the viewer should care about when they see this movie. It is a lot of fun. The movie opens with some credits that serve as exposition, bringing the viewer up to date of where the action is taking place and why by using newspaper headlines, blueprints, and some shots under the sea. While all of this is going on, the audience hears Marco Beltrami's pulse-pounding score. The first real shot is a long one as the camera dives deep into dark black water following a tower down to the bottom of the Pacific Ocean, 7 miles beneath the surface. It stops at an undersea research and drilling station, then we meet our main character, Kristen Stewart, and she delivers some narration to bring the audience into her mind's cynical worldview. Right away, there's a sense of dread being built, and the first big action scene happens within the movie's first 5 minutes. From there, Underwater is just piling on the tension. After a big explosion, the few remaining survivors are scrambling for their lives and trying to get to the neighboring underwater station in order to make it back to the surface. But of course, they soon discover that the explosion awakens something deep below the bottom of the ocean, and they are not alone and about to come face to face with a horrifying creature. The Leviathan itself is heavily inspired by an H.P. Lovecraftian nightmare while adding a few CGI limbs and xenomorph glossiness. This is a memorable yet kind of familiar monster. Underwater was heavily influenced by Alien and its sequel Aliens in practically every way. The set design looks both futuristic and militaristic, as those did. So do the costumes, down to the animatronic machines the characters use to get their deep-sea wetsuits on. The lighting is practically identical to those films, as are the all-around imagery. It could have been moved into space, and Underwater would have been the next entry in the Alien saga. Even the casting of Kristen Stewart with her short haircut and the level of fear she displays lessening into becoming an eventual leader of the group was intentionally channeling Sigourney Weaver's Ellen Ripley, the heroine from the Alien franchise. There's even a slight social commentary on big oil conspiracies and evil corporations not caring about their workers' safety, just as the Alien pictures do. So why recommend Underwater if it is such a blatant inspiration from Alien? Simple answer, this movie is fun. It succeeds in everything it sets out to accomplish. Man fights for survival against a monster on the ocean floor, and it is scary and thrilling almost every step of the way. TJ Miller is cast as the comic relief character, but his jokes never really hit the way they're supposed to. He's the weakest link in an otherwise high-tension thriller that lacks originality, but makes up for it by inducing anxiety. Deep Rising was funny when it tried to be. Underwater is best when it goes for straight suspense, making the audience wait. And Kristen Stewart proves that she is ready to be an action star and can carry a science fiction thriller as well as anybody. Underwater works as a quick, fun, suspenseful escape from your daily lives. I'm Jason Konigsberg of PenAndSlam.com. Live long, prosper, and watch movies.